Playhouse, Y94, 7:53 in the morning. Absolutely stacked show today. Got to get to pick your purse at 8:10 this morning. Vent line going to be wide open right around then as well. But want to dive into Private Y with Playhouse family member Samantha. You're in a relationship, but you got that feeling, that intuition, that pit in your stomach that makes you wonder, is this person as committed to me as I am to them? Why don't you kind of roll through it before we put them to the test there, Sam?
Yeah, so I actually just got married to my husband, Zach, and we've been together 5 years, and it's been going so well. Like, it's honestly, like, such a honeymoon phase. Like, I love him so much. But then a couple of weeks ago, it was his birthday, and I was like, great, like, do whatever you want. And he was like, I want to go and celebrate with the boys. And I was like, great. And I even was like, hey, why don't you just stay at one of your friends' houses overnight? Because I knew he was going to be drinking so much. So I was just like, you know, do what you want to do. Like, go celebrate. Like, we've been together 5 years. Like, I totally trusted him. And then the next morning, I was looking at one of his friends' Instagrams, and I noticed that Zach wasn't wearing his wedding ring. And that really, like, threw me for a loop. And I'm not really sure, like, why he wouldn't be.
Like, you just being married and so recent, do you think he kind of forgot? Like, I know when I was engaged, there'd be days where I'd forget to put my ring on, and I'm like, oh, I got to put that back on.
I hope it's that. I mean, and it totally could be. I mean, sometimes I have to remind him to take it off when he works out. So maybe he just, like, you know, was like, all right, I took it off when he was working out and then totally forgot to put it on. I hope it's that.
Well, maybe him and his friends, before they went out drinking or whatever for his birthday, went and pumped some iron or something, and they took his ring off.
Some GTL.
I did tell him to do whatever he wanted, so who knows?
Well, first of all, it would be GTB, Jim Tan Beer.
Oh.
So they can't be GTL.
I'm so used to the original one.
Can't be GTL. All right, so if you think that this is enough reason to go ahead and call him so publicly and put him to the test, we'll go ahead and move forward. But are you 100% certain that as newlyweds in the honeymoon phase of their relationship, with this being your only evidence, that you want to do this?
I mean, if not now, then when?
Okay. Well, Amy's going to make that romantic offer and kind of put on a ruse. And once we feel like we have some answers one way or another, then we'll kind of all bust in, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Hello, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. Good morning. This is Gabriella from How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was calling to congratulate you. You are this month's winner for our romantic care package. And if there's something you're interested in, it will include chocolate treats, pink bath bombs, a bottle of champagne, and 2 free spa vouchers. And this is something for you and your partner if you're interested in.
Oh, are you for real? Is this free?
Yes, it's completely free for you. We know you've recently been married, and we just want you to test out the products we have to offer.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. So we have your info. Now, the only thing, who would you like to share the special gift with? Can we get their name?
Her name is Jackie.
Jackie. All right, and we could leave a personalized note for Jackie. Is there anything specific you would like us to put on there?
No, let's leave the note blank. Let's just not send a note.
So nothing at all. Well, Zach, it's Amy K, Zero, Joel D. It's the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Samantha, your wife, is also on the phone with us. She was calling because she had a suspicion that you might be cheating, and it seems like she might be right.
Oh my God, Zach. How could you do this?
That's how you think, Samantha. I promise you.
Well, who's this Jackie?
I'm cheating on you.
Yeah, who's Jackie?
I don't know who Jackie is. Where'd you get Jackie from?
You said Jackie. You said her name is Jackie.
I didn't say Jack. I said Jack. You know Jack.
What?
You absolutely said her name is Jackie. So unless maybe you said her name is Jack, which seems like a weird name for a woman. You definitely said her name is Jackie, bud.
No, I definitely didn't. This is wild.
So you were sending the romantic package to Jack?
Yeah. Don't lie, Zach.
He's a good friend of mine.
Do you go to the gym together and then take off your wedding rings at the same time when you're pumping iron?
What are you talking about? Take off my wedding ring?
You took off your wedding ring for your birthday when you went out with everyone. Is that what? How long has this been going on?
This is outrageous. You don't trust me? We've been together for how long and you don't trust me? 5 years?
Well, I mean, if you're going out and without your wedding ring and you're hanging out with girls named Jackie, like, how can I trust you?
How am I supposed to trust you? You can't even trust me to go out to hang out with Jack. I just say a guy's name. You think I'm saying Jackie? That's insane.
Oh, my God. You're not. You didn't say Jack. Like, I heard you. Like, I'm not stupid. Don't play me like this. You know you messed up.
Yeah, Sam, unless you want to get into this circle again here of if he said Jack when we both all of us know he said Jackie. I mean, I think you got your answers here, unfortunately.
Can we talk about this, like, off the air?
This is honestly so embarrassing. I can't believe this.
I didn't do anything, Samantha. You're misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sam, I'm sorry this is the answer you got. We're going to go ahead and let you guys go. If more comes of this and he finally maybe admits that he said Jackie, we'd love to hear back from you, but I'm sorry.
This is awful. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Is anybody, like, saying, yeah, he totally said Jack or anything, or is everybody like, no?
Someone said he definitely said Jackie. Someone said, for a World Mental Health Day, let's acknowledge how badly he's gaslighting her. Zach, you're a horrible man. Somebody said, does he not realize we could just replay it, listen to the thing, and we're going to figure out. He definitely said Jackie.
Yeah, he said Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, we roll tape to podcast it, so like you can go listen later to the Playhouse podcast definitively and see if he said Jackie or Jack. I don't think there's any question. He 100% said Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
There's not a doubt. No, he... Unless he was saying Zach, which kind of sounds like Jack, but why would you be saying your own name? Well, he's probably the type of person that would.
Send those to myself, please.